We need more Calderdale market traders warning as money is ploughed into markets in Halifax, Brighouse and Todmorden. Calderdale's markets needs new traders to replace those leaving or retiring. That is the warning made at a recent Calderdale Council meeting discussing the future of the town's markets. Thanks to future high streets and town deal funding, major renovation work is ongoing at Halifax Borough Market. A new market is planned to be built at Brighouse and new outside stalls proposed at Todmorden. But chairing the Council's Cabinet Asset Management and Markets Working Party, Councillor Sylvia Dacre, Labour Todmorden, said with inflationary issues, still some effect coming out of the pandemic and with big works planned, there was an uncertainty for markets at the moment. Council Finance Manager Paul Greenwood said some issues were being experienced by markets all over the country. A lot of it revolves around the recruitment and retention of traders, in particular in relation to Halifax Borough Market, he said. The council is making a significant investment in a lot of the markets. In recent years, we have taken back to the Brighouse Market, relocating Brighouse and Elland and all the work going on around the Borough Market. In the medium and long term, that's fantastic news for the council, the traders and for customers throughout the borough. Mr. Greenwood said in the meantime there could be some impact on the service while work was being done, and that was what the council needed to keep a close eye on. He said his gut feeling was that the financial position reported for 2022 to 2023 was stabilised. Lead Officer for Corporate Asset and Facilities Management, Alan Lee, said other issues markets faced were demographic and about income. Realistic income targets from the past perhaps need a review that will be swept up through the corporate rebasing exercise, he said. Earlier this year, it was noted by the Markets Working Party that they are a moneymaker for Calderdale overall. An undoubted success story, but lower occupancy means they are not bringing in as much money as budgeted for. For 2022 to 23, they were forecast to make a £143,000 shortfall on target, but still make a projected surplus of £325,000 for the council, councillors noted at the time.